I don't think any Survivor fan would have been disappointed with the final two we had last night with King George of Bankstown, or is it the Cockroach coming in a very worthy runner-up? Good morning, George. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Well, I'm delighted to be here. I'm equally as excited as all the fans were that King George and Queen Haley got there. It's so rare that you get the two best players in the game to that final tribal council. And what a spectacle it was.
Oh, it was such good television. And like you said, so nice to see the two best players actually make it there. So hats off to both of you.
Yeah, thanks. So, look, I was up against some fierce competition there, and Haley is one of the best players in worldwide Survivor history. And the fact that she snatched the crown away from me, and it took such a good player to beat me, I'm comfortable with that.
Now, of course, we'll talk about what went right and wrong with your game, but just from the get-go, George, was it a mistake to leave praying to the Survivor gods and Macedonian Jesus till after the final vote rather than before? Was that a mistake?
Well, I was praying to the Survivor gods and Macedonian Jesus the whole time, but what really matters on Survivor, what was my key strength in the game, was working the numbers, working the alliances, and making smart and astute decisions at the right time. And that's how I propelled myself forward. I didn't have the physical strength and capabilities to do that. And frankly, I think I showed that as long as you do have the right strategy, you can get to the end. Just maybe not the crown if you're up against someone as perfect as Haley was.
I think we need to talk about the physical aspect of the game, because I am totally with you on that one. Watching you go, you know what, I just can't do it, was actually really cool, because if I think about how many players, you know, like myself, if I was to ever go on, I couldn't jump off that bloody thing and catch that hoop or whatever the heck it was. I think you played such an excellent game, and you didn't need to stand on a pole for 6 hours to do that, you know? I think you knew your strengths.
Well, I stood on a bed of nails for almost 5 hours. It just wasn't good enough. So when you're up against athletes and you've got my very ordinary Australian body, you know you're not going to beat them there, but I beat everybody else where I had my strengths, which was strategy, which was using my political experience to work the numbers and to convince people to vote other people out. That's what worked well for me. That was my strength, and that's what made me really proud of my game overall.
Looking back at last night's final tribal council, do you think the justification behind the physical aspect of the game did hurt you in the end? Because we saw players like Emmett last night, you know, they're really pushing you on that. And whether you nailed that part of, I mean, I'd liken it to a job interview.
I think that final tribal council for me, it made me feel like the Labor candidate for Vaucluse. You know, you go into that election day, you put in your best showing possible, but you just know that you're not going to pick up certain votes. They were locked in.
Yeah.
I won over people like Laura. I won Tara's vote, but that was a very tough jury, a jury that favoured things that weren't my natural strong point. Mm. And that was the point of difference between me and Haley. That doesn't take anything away from Haley. She was an incredible, incredible player. It's just that wasn't the jury for me.
I think you're right. I really do, now that you've said that. That is so true, because there were a lot of questions about the physical game and the amount of challenges won and whatever else. But as you mentioned earlier, when it came down to it, you did stand in that cage for 5 hours when you had to, you know. And I think it's absolutely incredible that you knew when you had to strike, and it was such a close one. I reckon I would have given you my vote, George.
Well, thanks. It's a shame that you weren't playing Survivor.
I know. But
look, I meant what I said last night at that final tribal council. I don't regret anything that happened there. If I didn't get rid of the players that I did in the specific order,
Kev,
then Gerald, then Emmett, then Danny, then I don't get to the top two. I had such a narrow path to get there. I executed it flawlessly. And winning silver instead of gold, well, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, you made it the whole way, and your name wasn't written down. You were the only player there towards the end that didn't get voted out.
Never voted out. Yeah, that's true. Never saw my torch snuffed, unlike others.
Did you play on that at all? There was a deleted tweet from Jonathan LaPaglia last night, of course, the host of Australian Survivor, who said that...
I didn't see it. What did he say?
Well, he alluded to the fact that half of your opening speech from the final tribal council was edited out and that people should have seen it because, in his word, it was great. Did you play on the fact that you were the only Survivor Australia player this season that did not get voted out of that game?
Well, when JLP calls my final tribal council performance great, that's very comforting. I am very proud of my performance as a whole. I am very proud of how I played the game, and I pitched my case to that jury to the best of my capabilities. The fact that they chose Haley over me isn't a showcase of the fact that they didn't respect me. There can only be one winner, and in this case, it was Haley. And Haley's a great friend of mine. She truly is one of the most spectacular players of Survivor worldwide, and she deserves her crown.
This was the tweet. I guess for timing reasons, they cut out half of Georgia's opening pitch, which is a shame because it was really excellent. Hashtag SurvivorAU. That's what JLP had to say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When they don't put a time limit on, you speak. And I did speak for quite a lot at that tribal council.
I bet.
But at the end of the day, that jury, most of them had made their minds up the moment they walked in. Haley could have walked in there and said, I hate the lot of you, and they still would have voted for it. They just weren't going to vote for me. I knew that at the time. I was crossing my fingers and toes, hoping for the best, praying to Macedonian Jesus that I would hear the right outcome in my favour yesterday. Unfortunately for me, it didn't happen, but I'm still King George. I went in there, and I wanted to prove that you don't need physical strength and brawn in a Survivor season of brain versus brawn to succeed. I was the brains player. Haley was a perfect all-rounder player.
Yep.
And a jury stacked with brawn-focused players respected Haley's game more than mine. And that was their decision.
Yeah, so true. Do you think you have one key thing you've taken away from all of this? Was it what you expected?
It was what I expected and more. It was truly the most spectacular thing that's ever happened in my life. And more than anything, I had fun when I was there. I had I was like a kid in a candy store, including when I was in the candy store, living out my childhood dreams. So the fact that I could do crazy things like lie in the grass and hear conversations and lie on the edge of a cliff and convince people to vote a certain way. And every single time, even if it was at the last minute, I got the job done. I could not have been more delighted with my Survivor experience.
And you were fun to watch.
Yeah,
and I thank you so much for being your true self and for bringing us the George that we needed in what has been a very difficult year. So thank you for making my weeknights enjoyable, George.
George, truly one of the top non-winners games that we've ever seen on Survivor. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for watching.
You can catch up with the Survivor finale and the entire series on 10 Play. King George of Bankstown, everyone.